Sean and Ricky McAvoy are no strangers to thrift store shopping. They are the owners of a vintage clothing business. They live currently in Knoxville, Tennessee. And last June, at a Goodwill in Asheville, North Carolina, they found something special. A sweater, across which was written West Point. And that was only the beginning. Sean, you want to take it from there?
What happened was we had a day off from doing our typical day of like listing, and we decided to go to Asheville to have dinner or to eat, and then we decided to stop by the Goodwill outlet to see if we could find anything, maybe to pay for the gas money to get back home or something like that, something that we can do a quick flip.
We always justify vacations that way.
Mm-hmm. That's how we pay for vacations, but then our destination is to go have fun, you know, and the United States is big and full of awesome different cities and stuff like that, so we're going to go see it all.
And this time you found something that I think probably will do more than cover gas.
Yeah. I think so.
Well, what you found was legendary Green Bay Packers coach Vince Lombardi's sweater from his days as an assistant coach at West Point. It's said to be worth something like $20,000. Describe what the sweater looked like and why you decided, yeah, we'll go 58 cents for this.
Well, it's not hard to shimmy 58 cents out of your pocket for the get-go, but the sweater, by the construction design, the quarter zip, I was like, oh, it's a 40 sweater. It's got the long bar waistband on the bottom, and it's got a vintage 40s Talon zipper. It's really neat.
The funny thing is, I mean, it was at the end of the day, and it was really just like should we even bother going? Because everything is going to be really picked over, you know, like they do a lot of the rotations earlier. So when you go later, it's like, you know, you're kind of getting the leftovers or the crumbs at that point. So we went and you kind of get in a mad rush, you know, of just kind of going through everything. So, you know, you find something, you put it in the cart, you pay for it, you bring it home. And then you really start like looking over it thoroughly, like once
later,
once you're ready to process it. There was a couple moth holes in it, but the sweater all in all was in great shape. The fabric was really soft still, you know, the zipper, there was no rust on it. Like, so the garment in itself was in good condition. There was just a few moth holes. And I was thinking, maybe I'll patch this sweater up so Sean could wear it, you know.
I thought it was a basketball warm-up jacket from West Point. From one of the players. I had no idea that it was associated with the football team until you saw the documentary on Vince Lombardi and saw a picture of him wearing it. And then I was like, Ricky, wouldn't that be crazy if that was Vince Lombardi's? And she's like, there's a name. I was like, oh, yeah, what's the name? Like, Vince Lombardi or something? She's like, yeah, that's the one. The magic happened then, and my heart dropped, and I actually started tearing up a little bit because I'm a huge fan of football and Vince Lombardi and Notre Dame. But having a legend like Vince Lombardi holding something he wore in your hands is pretty incredible, you know?
Well, Ricky, I have to ask you, saw the name Lombardi. Did the name mean anything to you?
Not really. I mean, I'm kind of like...
She likes Bruins hockey a lot more.
I like hockey, you know, but I don't know. I grew up watching baseball. You know, I grew up with my dad taking me to Mariners games all the time, so I don't...
She had a big crush on the big unit,
yeah,
on Randy
Randy
Johnson.
Randy Johnson was really handsome.
I'm kind of an odd-looking character, so thanks, Randy.
But yeah, the timing is what is really insane, because I went through this bin of things that I needed to repair the day before, and I was sitting at my sewing machine and I had it in my lap and I was kind of just looking it over and really like kind of mulling it over. And that's kind of, I had this feeling in my gut that I'm really going to regret altering this piece. I don't know why I felt that way, but it took me about 5 minutes just to really think about it. So I was like, okay, I need to fold this up and come back to it later because I just don't know. It sounds crazy, but it just has like, it had a weird energy. It felt like I'm going to really regret altering this.
Something told you that tampering with something that Vince Lombardi had worn, even to fix it, would be a bad idea.
Yeah. You know, we're ladies. We're very intuitive. So Sean's watching this documentary like the very next day, and that's when I couldn't spit it out of my mouth like fast enough that was the name that was inside of it, you know?
And I'm just, like, laughing. I'm like, there's no way, you know, that actually could have been worn by Vince Lombardi until I saw the tag. And then I knew it was real. Next step, contact the NFL Hall of Fame, show them pictures. And the guy's like, you want to give this to us? And I was like, You know, after watching that documentary, I was like, I want to give it to Vince Jr. because, like, Vince could be hard, you know, a hard man sometimes. That, you know, they say in the documentary that he might have been, like, bipolar or something like that. And they didn't know that then. I was like, oh, he would really like to have this or something like that. And Rick's like, I'm putting the kibosh on that. We're selling this thing. And the next step is I contact Heritage.
The only negative thing I can think of in connection with this story is every trip to a Goodwill store or a thrift shop from now on is going to be a terrible letdown.
No, that's not the case. There's stuff that I find on a daily basis that'll get a smile out of my face. I just like the thrill of the hunt, you know? It's like something that's brought my wife and I closer together, so it's fun for us, and this is a real story. It's not like American Pickers or Storage Wars where all the stuff is planted, and they're like, oh, look what I found.
A gold coin.
Hey, Daryl, this one's for you. It's really got a wow factor.
You can find a photo of Vince Lombardi in his West Point sweater at onlyagame.org. Heritage Auctions in Dallas will be handling the sale on February 22nd. Sean and Ricky, thank you very much for joining me, and good luck with this particular auction item.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Really
appreciate it.
If you want to destroy
my sweater. Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our assistant producer is Martin Kessler. Our technical director is James Trout. And our intern is Keely Flanagan. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. Our final word this week comes from Sean and Ricky McAvoy after I mentioned to them that I was happy that Lombardi sweater had fallen into the hands of two such pleasant people.
Oh, I appreciate that. We try to be as pleasant as possible.
It's a long road.
It's a long, strange trip, as Jerry would say.
Jerry? You mean Jerry Kramer? Guy who used to play for Lombardi? I'm Bill Littlefield. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with more sports NPR style on Only a Game.